With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The Big Sur community finds itself in yet another hardship now that a southern coast section of Highway 1 is closed. This hardship comes after a major wildfire last summer, the storm and debris flows last week, and the ongoing pandemic. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Kirk Gaffel sits in his office at Nepenthe in Big Sur. He's general manager of the restaurant, which is perched on a cliffside with spectacular views of the churning blue waters of the Pacific Ocean.
Very reminiscent of something one might find in a Mediterranean climate.
Over Zoom, he tells me the sun is shining there, a stark contrast to last week's stormy skies. But the fallout from that intense rain and windstorm isn't going away anytime soon. A chunk of Highway 1 washed out roughly 15 miles south of Nepenthe, making the well-known coastal road trip between Los Angeles and San Francisco impossible. Gaffel says that
is only adding, headwinds to our recovery.
Gaffel is also president of the Big Sur Chamber of Commerce. He expects a more extreme impact on businesses south of the closure and a moderate impact on those north, where Nepenthe and the town of Big Sur are located. He says two-thirds of their customers come from the north and then return that way. The last few years have been particularly challenging in Big Sur. There was the Soberanis fire in 2016, a bridge collapse, and massive mudslide that landlocked businesses and residents in 2017. And then,
2020, we get COVID and, of course, the Dolan fire and now this road failure. It's really going to test the financial resources of the business owners and our employees.
He's optimistic the economy will recover this year. As for the highway closure, that poses another uncertain outlook. Caltrans is still assessing the damage. Kevin Drabinski with Caltrans likens the repair to a major renovation.
If you could imagine taking your kitchen down to the studs, and you'd have to make choices on cabinets, lighting, plumbing, utilities, flooring, then you'd be able to develop a budget for that.
And a timeline. The work is complicated. The rainstorm set off a debris flow from the burn scar of last summer's Dolan fire, sending water, tree trunks, and boulders down the hillside. It overwhelmed the drainage infrastructure at the site, washing out the highway. Now there's a 150-foot chasm. Both lanes are gone. It looks like someone used their hand to dig into a chocolate cake. Local emergency responders are also affected. Marcus Foster is a captain with Big Sur Fire, a volunteer organization that covers a 60-mile stretch of the coastline. He says it could take an ambulance extra time to reach someone south of the highway closure.
Whether it's a traffic accident, a cliff rescue, we get a lot of hang gliders up there in that area. We get surfers.
Big Sur Fire's main station and most personnel live north of the closure. So the team has been shuttling all the way around to bring more equipment down to their other station on the south coast. Foster says they will likely be relying on other agencies for assistance if something happens in that remote area. Despite the challenges, he says living in Big Sur is worth it.
I love this area. I love this community. Everybody knows everybody and will help out neighbors.
Foster added, it's just an incredible life, but it's a hard life sometimes. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.